It is a great pleasure to welcome Vicky Avery to speak to us today about Sensual Virtual, Two Coloured Sculptures, an exhibition at the Fitzwilliam Museum, which is in the Octagon until the 25th of October.
This display considers our complex and contradictory reactions to two juxtaposed lifelike male figures. Saint Sebastian, you can see on the left, made by Spanish Renaissance artist Alonso Berruguete in the 1530s, and on the right, Action 125, made by Iranian-born, London-based artist Reza Aramesh in 2011. Although sculpted nearly 500 years apart, the materials, techniques, scale, under life size, and the idealization of the male body are similar. Both sculptors have focused on pain and suffering, fear and submission, also on defiance and martyrdom. And these lone, semi-naked, bound and exposed male bodies also speak of beauty and even erotic desire. Their uncanny naturalism humanizes their suffering, encouraging empathy, but also makes them, as a saint, for example, should be, more than human. Let's start with Berruguete Saint Sebastian. According to what was a well-known story, Saint Sebastian was a Roman army general who was martyred for his Christian faith by the anti-Christian emperor Diocletian in about 283 AD. Shot through with arrows, he was miraculously nursed back to health by Saint Irene, only to be martyred by being stoned to death. The cult of Saint Sebastian became widespread in Catholic Europe from the 1400s, since it was believed that he could protect believers from attacks of the plague. The martyrdom of Saint Sebastian was also a subject favoured by Renaissance artists, as it gave them a legitimate excuse to portray an almost nude, idealised male body. Alonso Berruguete was no exception. He was a very talented sculptor, in fact the son of a sculptor, who studied in Italy as a young man. He became a friend of Michelangelo and was very interested indeed in portraying the idealised male body. Here you can see Michelangelo's dying slave, and it was this very famous marble sculpture that was a source of inspiration for Berruguete Saint Sebastian. But Berruguete Saint Sebastian was not intended as a particularly elevated work of art. Instead, this piece was made to inspire popular religious devotion and to make a community feel protected against the ravages of the plague. Church commentators at the time worried, however, that the realistic nudity of such images would cause inappropriate desire amongst its viewers. It would be interesting to discover whether Saint Sebastian, beautiful and suffering, was always associated with gay identity, as he is now. As you can see from this slide and the next, Berruguete carved his Saint Sebastian fully in the round so that one would be able to see it from all angles and appreciate the beauty of the male body. Here are some alternative back views, and I think this brings up very well the beauty of the carving of the tree trunk to which the saint is tied. And you can also very clearly see the real rope that was gilded and which is tying the saint onto the tree. Sadly, this wonderful sculpture is unrecorded, so we do not know whom the original patron was or the original setting. Berruguete's statue may have been made as part of a large multi-figure altarpiece, or perhaps more likely as a standalone sculpture which could have been seen in a niche in a church and then could also have been carried through the streets in holy processions, as still happens to this day across Spain. Berruguete Saint Sebastian is compared directly in the Octagon show with this figure, Action 125 by Reza Aramesh, which is a contemporary secular subject. Its subtitle reveals the sculpture to be a Muslim Iraqi prisoner of war captured by invading American forces in Tikrit City, northern Iraq, on Monday the 14th of April 2003. So at the very start of the Iraq War, which lasted from 2003 until 2011. Seen in the Fitzwilliam as a standalone piece, Action 125 was made in 2011 as part of a larger series of 9 sculptures and several photographs, each representing an act of subjugation. The sculptures show a lone male victim, exposed, humiliated, forced to strip down, and so rendered horribly, temptingly vulnerable. On the right, you see Reza Aramesh's Action 126, the sculpture in the action figure series that was made immediately after our Action 125. And here you can see more of Reza's action figures, the freestanding sculptures in the middle and some of the photographs around the walls. This was an exhibition at 1 Marylebone, London, in the middle of October 2011, called Them Who Dwell on the Earth, a quotation from Revelation. I saw underneath the altar the souls of those who had been killed for the word of God and for the testimony of the Lamb which they had. They cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, Master, the holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on them who dwell on the earth? Aramesh's haunting and unnerving icons of beauty and terror derive from a number of visual sources. In this slide, I'm showing you a number of Catholic, Renaissance and Baroque masterpieces that form one bedrock of inspiration. And on the right, you can see our Mater Dolorosa by Pedro de Mena, made in Spain around 1670. These highly naturalistic, extremely emotive sculptures and paintings made for the Catholic Church in Spain and Italy, and also for private patrons, are one deep source of inspiration for Reza Aramesh. These beautiful, highly finished, unique Renaissance and Baroque masterpieces of Catholic art are in great contrast to Reza's second type of research images. As you can see here, a selection of these shocking, hastily snapped reportage photographs of victims of war, conflict and displacement. They range in date from conflicts in Algeria and Korea in the 1950s right up to the present day in Iraq and Palestine. And they show man's inhumanity against man, very, very violent, but brutal. And Aramesh's aim is to create a dialogue between icons of European art history and these sorts of images of contemporary political conflicts. I asked Reza what he thought about the contrast that we've set up between his Action 125 and Belgrade Saint Sebastian. And here are his very interesting reflections. Reza told me, the sculptures in the action series carry layers of historical and contemporary reflections on race, class and sexuality. They are in conversation with and refer to the Western understanding of anguish and survival as represented in traditional Renaissance iconography, especially the figure of Saint Sebastian. My objective in this series is to challenge the idealized notion of the European Renaissance and its presumed superiority with regard to beauty, religious ecstasy and torment. The action figures aim to critique the still prevalent idea that the Renaissance is the highest point of artistic reference for a superior European civilization. Unlike Renaissance statues, which usually portray noble men, holy personages or mythological figures, my sculptures depict working class, vulnerable men of colour from the Middle East, Asia and Africa. They are hand-carved in limewood, painted and varnished, using the same techniques and visual language of traditional Spanish polychrome sculptures, but they are meant to glorify the everyday, ordinary man. They aim to represent symbols of strength, resilience, and power. I think it is great, says Reza, how belief, whether political, cultural, or religious, and sexuality come together in this pairing. Belaguete Saint Sebastian, made within the context of a Catholic Christian iconography, with Action 125, a symbolic depiction of a prisoner of war in Iraq, and a representation of the violated body of a Muslim, are both very active subjects who have been subjugated because of their strong beliefs. In some ways, they are both rebellion subjects. Their juxtaposition should raise many questions, including the subjectivity of the idea of master and how our belief systems are mere constructs and loaded with historical fictions. So this exhibition is up now until Sunday, the 25th of October. And we would really encourage you to come and enjoy it and to spread the word, bring your friends and family, so that you can really enjoy and be challenged by this very demanding juxtaposition of two images of youthful victims, both in extreme physical and psychological anguish. One standing, upright, bound to a tree, the other lying on his side on the ground. I think you will have understood now that while they are both specific individuals, they've been stripped of their personal identity, if you like, any personal identifying attributes. And so they actually stand in for every man. And they become timeless images of the tortured, disempowered and emasculated male body, suffering at the hands of violent, invisible aggressors. But I think we should remember too that Saint Sebastian survived his ordeal. So one might also interpret these as images of victory over the odds. And as we finish this presentation now, I'd like you to go away and have a think about what your reaction to these works is. Perhaps you feel horror or anger or pity, or perhaps you're inspired, or all of these things together. Have you been discomforted by the realism of these works? Have you wanted to turn away? Or are you rather fascinated by them? Have they even become perhaps images of erotic desire? There's no right or wrong, but what we would love you to do is to perhaps let us know what your reactions to these sculptures are. Thank you very much for your attention.